escape pocket.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1931, rocketry pioneer Robert Goddard patented his design for a rocket-powered aircraft. In 1999, a photo of China's CZ-2F launch vehicle was leaked on the internet from inside the country, revealing that China now had a man-rated version of their heavy-lift rocket on the pad for testing. On this day in 1915, guitar wizard Les Paul was born. Not only did he devise a workable solid-body electric guitar, but he also did early experiments in tape delay and multi-track recording, staples of rock recording before rock music existed. Science fiction author Joe Haldeman was born today in 1943. He wrote the novel The Forever War. Movie composer James Newton Howard was born in 1951. He's provided music for such movies as Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Hunger Games, Green Lantern, Catching Fire, and many more. Comic artist George Perez was born today in 1954, and Michael J. Fox was born in 1961.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're gonna build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Natalie Portman was born today in 1981.
Turn to the dark side, that you killed younglings.
Obi-Wan is trying to turn you against me.
He cares about us.
Us?
He knows. He wants to help you.
Charles Dickens died on this day in 1870. On this day in 1978, the Martians infiltrated one of Earth's most cherished institutions, rock music.
The hammering from the pit and the pounding of guns grew louder. My fear rose at the sound of someone creeping into the house. Then I saw it was a young artilleryman, weary, streaked with blood and dirt.
Anyone here?
Come in. Here, drink this.
Thank you.
What's happened?
They wiped us out. Hundreds dead, maybe thousands.
The heat ray?
The Martians. They were inside the hoods of machines they'd made. Massive metal things on legs, giant machines that walked. They attacked us. They wiped us out.
Machines?
Fighting machines, picking up men and bashing them against trees. Just hunks of metal, but they knew exactly what they were doing.
Jeff Wayne's musical version of The War of the Worlds was released, including an all-star cast of both actors and musicians, from Richard Burton to the Moody Blues' Justin Hayward. It's still a hit to this day. On the same day in 1978, a new batch of video game cartridges came out for the recently released Atari 2600, including the primitive baseball game Home Run.
Okay, Atari, let's see your best pitch.
You're out, Rose!
The Atari video computer system is 20 cartridges with 1,300 game variations you play on your own TV set.
In 1989, William Shatner went from the captain's chair to the director's chair as Star Trek V: The Final Frontier was released.
From a relaxing vacation on Earth.
Greetings, Captain. I do not think you realize the gravity of your situation.
To the most perilous reaches of space. Only one crew dare travel where no man has ever gone before.
We'll need all the power you can muster, mister.
On a desolate planet, a renegade Vulcan seeks ultimate knowledge.
To find it, we'll need a starship.
And he will stop at nothing to get it.
I dreamt that a madman had taken over the Enterprise.
You look like you've just seen a ghost.
Perhaps I have, Captain. Our destination is the planet Shakari, Eden, at the center of the galaxy.
The center of the galaxy can't be reached.
If you ask me, and you haven't, I think this is a terrible idea. We're bound to bump into the Klingons.
Many fans still regard it as one of the weakest movies in the Star Trek series. In 1999, the first attempt at a Babylon 5 spinoff premiered, even though it had already been canceled.
Get out of the way, Captain. This doesn't concern you.
It's my ship.
You can't stop all of us.
No, all I have to stop is you. You're the mouth. If you can't take me, you sure as hell can't take my ship.
Half of you are alive right now because of my command, this ship, and the rest of this crew. You gonna fall apart now?
You think I'm gonna let you get killed?
Crusade, starring Gary Cole, had had a very troubled development phase, and when major creative differences arose between the show's creator and cable network TNT, the series was dropped. All 13 episodes were burned off in a summer run. And in 2007, Doctor Who told us not to blink.
What do you mean, angels? You mean those statue things?
Creatures from another world.
But they're just statues.
Only when you see them.
What does that mean?
They don't exist when they're being observed. The moment they are seen by any other living creature, they freeze into rock. And you can't kill a stone. Of course, a stone can't kill you either, but then you turn your head away. Then you blink. And oh yes, it can.
Don't take your eyes off that.
But I'm sorry. I am very, very sorry. My time machine, there is a world of time energy in there. They could feast on forever, but the damage they could do could switch off the sun. You have got to send it back to me.
How? How?
The angels are coming for you, but listen. Don't blink. Don't even blink. Blink and you're dead. They are fast, faster than you could believe. Don't turn your back. Don't look away, and don't blink.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Yeah, I've seen this bit before. You said that sentence got away from you.
It got away from me, yeah.